headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maya, Tasha, and Ari with your 9 a.m. headlines.
In local news, a review into Queensland Veterinary Surgeons Act has raised questions about how veterinary technologists and nurses are regulated. Experts say the highly skilled jobs are underutilized due to a lack of formal recognition. According to the Veterinary Surgeons Board of Queensland, veterinary nurses and technologists do not have specific exemptions under the Veterinary Surgeons Act, meaning they are not permitted to perform any acts of veterinary science without a veterinarian's supervision. The Department of Primary Industries is in the early stages of the review and is currently in hearing from a range of targeted stakeholders.
The NRL's Magic Round has returned to Brisbane for another year, with tens of thousands of rugby league fans gathering at Brisbane's Suncorp Stadium for a blockbuster Magic Round. Over the next 3 days, Brisbane's Suncorp Stadium will be hosting 16 NRL teams as they battle out in the 8 games. The Queensland Police have encouraged people to allow for extra travel time, with Caxton Street between Petrie Terrace and Hale Street closed until Monday, 6 a.m. There will also be temporary road closures around the stadium at the start and end of each game. With the expected rain over the coming weekend, residents and patrons are encouraged to travel with care and respect for those around.
And in national news, more than a dozen families in Mount Isa are facing possible homelessness after an Indigenous housing organization failed to pay nearly $1 million in council rates. The Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Corporation for Welfare Services owns the 25 homes in the town. 15 of those homes are currently occupied. Mount Isa Council has now moved to auction the properties from July 1 after years of unpaid bills and compliance issues. Residents say they have nowhere else to go, with housing in Mount Isa already extremely limited. One resident, Carrie Major, says she has lived without hot water and basic maintenance for years and now fears being forced to live in the bush. Council says it's delayed action for as long as possible, but cannot continue the debt. Housing authorities and the National Indigenous Australians Agency are now working with affected families.
6 passengers from the hantavirus-hit cruise ship are set to arrive in Perth this morning and quarantine for at least 3 weeks in a COVID-era facility. The Federal Health Minister, Mark Butler, said 5 Australians and 1 New Zealand citizen have all tested negative for hantavirus and are symptom-free. According to the World Health Organization, there are 11 known cases of hantavirus in the current outbreak, the latest 2 confirmed in France and Spain, and 3 known deaths. Hantavirus is a rare virus, usually spread through contact with the rodent urine, droppings, or saliva. Mr. Butler said the hantavirus is very rarely transmitted between humans.
And in international news, in the Gulf of Oman, a common shipping route around the Persian Gulf, a floating armory ship has been seized by the Iranian military. This vessel, named the Hui Chuan, was stated by operators to carry weaponry for security firms protecting ships from pirates on the seas. It has been in the northeast of the coast of Oman and United Arab Emirates for the last month. While anchored close to UAE, unidentified personnel boarded the ship and a floating armory was seen moving in the direction of Iranian territorial waters. This is after a situation last Wednesday where the Indian-flagged Haji Ali vessel supposedly sank due to a presumed drone or missile attack. The ship carried livestock and left Somalia's port on the 6th of May, aiming to arrive in the UAE.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a little drizzle. Hold on to your brollies. It's currently 17.8 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. There's no fire danger, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Art. Art. On 4